Your power lies in your ability to see triggers as gifts. Your power lies in your ability to see triggers as opportunities for you to grow, as opportunities for you to take the model of reality that you currently live in, however your vision of what the world is. Like, think about that. Think about the vision of the world that you live in. And think of the vision of the world that you live in as a big, big, big balloon, okay? I want you to think about your model of the world, and I want you to think about stretching that. So it's almost like a big, 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 huge balloon, and then you're stretching it at the seams, right? So what happens when you stretch a balloon is that the actual container becomes thinner, right? There's like a little bit of like, oh, it's like almost tearing the material, right? It's spreading it thinner and thinner. And then I want you to imagine like a woman as she becomes pregnant. Her stomach expands really quickly, right? Like sometimes there's stretch marks, which are so beautiful, right? It's like a sign that we're growing life. But this container for the baby to be born, like it's like that same concept, right? You're stretching and the skin stretches. And then what happens over time is that the skin readjusts. The skin readjusts. Everything is redistributed. And then we can hold more and we can hold more and we can hold more. I want you to think about that time when you were a young child and your model of reality, your model of the world was pretty small, so time it felt like it was a really long time, you know, it felt like Christmas came after a long time. And as you grow in age, your sensation, your perception of time, it just goes so much faster. And Christmases feel like they just come back right away. Boom, it's Christmas again. Boom, it's Christmas again. Boom, it's your birthday again. Boom, it's your birthday again. And it just feels like time is sped up. But it's not about that. It's just that your perception of how many things you're holding into your head, into your awareness, into your memory, into what you're holding, right? It's like the bandwidth that you're able to hold, the information that you're able to hold in one specific moment, it just keeps expanding. So this is what we're going to talk about today. And I want you to start thinking about your triggers as an opportunity to stretch your model of reality. So this is a lesson that I'm talking about today, but I humbly talk about, very humbly, because no matter where you're at on your journey, you're going to get triggered, baby. You're going to get triggered. And you can really tell where someone is on their healing journey. I think that's what I want to call it. On their healing journey, where how they hold and how they handle, rather, a trigger. So I'm going to give you very specific examples about me and my healing journey. So about a year ago, I remember I was so triggered. Someone said to me that I needed to do something, and I was like, no, I don't, blah, 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 blah. Like, I started defending myself and being, like, really, really defensive. And I was like, oh, she doesn't get me. Like, she doesn't understand what I've been through. Like, how could she dare saying that? And then where I'm at now, like, I realize, oh, my gosh, that was a trigger where I wasn't able to see that I was triggered with my ego. I wasn't able to see that that was a trigger where I didn't choose to expand. I chose to defend myself. Every time that we are faced with a trigger, sometimes it can feel like we're being, like someone is trying to make us feel really, really small. But sometimes the part of us that is made to feel small is our ego. And when that happens, it's not that someone is making us smaller. It's that someone is making our ego dissolve so that our soul can emerge brighter or bigger, so that we can shine light on that specific shadow of us so that it can be reintegrated. So I know this sounds maybe a bit abstract, so let me give you another example. A few days ago, I was also triggered, and my triggers don't really happen that often anymore, or rather they do, but I am able to quickly integrate them. As opposed to in the past, it felt like, oh my God, everybody hates me. The whole world thinks I'm a piece of crap or whatever. Now it's more like, Oh, hello. My ego is being dissolved right now. This feels like shit. Okay, great. It's almost, it comes like, it's almost like someone says, you have ugly green hair. That doesn't hurt. It's not a trigger. But as soon as someone says, hey, you're not good enough, like it hurts because there's part of you that e deep down feels it. If someone threatens your legitimacy as a person, if someone says you're not as smart as you think, if you don't believe that that person is right, it's not going to hurt your feelings. But if something inside of you believes that that person, that there's some truth to it, that is a trigger and it's going to attach. You're going to feel strong emotions about it because it is attaching to something inside of you that agrees with it. If you don't agree with whatever the person is saying to you, if you really truly don't agree, that you're not going to have a strong emotion about it. So this is the question, and this is black and white. If you have a strong emotion about what someone says about you, whether it's true or not, like that means that you are in agreement with it. If someone says to you, and you don't have green hair, you have ugly green hair, you're not going to be offended. But if someone says to you, and you have blonde hair, they say you have ugly blonde hair, and like, you agree that you have blonde hair, you're gonna be like, oh my God, what do they mean? Like, So you might be offended. Like, it might hurt you. If someone says to you something that you agree with, it might hurt. Or eat, this is the healing part. If you feel like you needed to defend yourself, that might be a trigger because you might agree with that statement. Some part of you, and usually it's a subconscious thing. Like you might not be conscious that, oh my God, I agree with this, but there's part of you in your subconscious that comes from when you were a baby girl to all the way to the age of maybe like 14. Usually it's like till the age of 8, but I like to stretch it to 14, depending on how deep those grooves are, right? This is neuroscience, but let me just, we don't need to dive deep into this. The point that I'm trying deeply to make right now is just to say that every time that you're faced, every time that you are coming face to face with something someone said about you that is really fucking mean, you think that you want to blame them and you want to say, oh my God, they're so mean. It's all about them. If you feel hurt about it, there's more than one layer to look at. And one of them is, where's my responsibility in this hurt? Like, regardless of who this person is, let's like put the person outside of the conversation right now. They're not part of the conversation. Whoever said that, like, forget about them. Stop trying to defend yourself from them. Why is this statement resonating with something inside of me? Where in the past have I agreed with this? Is there part of me that is dormant or asleep or unconscious right now? Is there part of me that actually agrees with this? Is there part of me that believes I'm not good enough? And chances are you're going to have that. You're going to feel that. You're going to be like, oh my God, when I was little, like I was made to feel like I wasn't good enough in school. Like my sister or my brother was just like better than me, or this kid in school, or like the teacher said this, and my parents said that. Like there's part of you, and then you get to heal that. So instead of trying your hardest to defend yourself in the eyes of that other person, do the work to expand beyond it. And what happens when you do that is that you shine light on a hidden shadow of yours, a hidden shadow of yours. And when it's no longer in the shadows, when you become aware of it, when you shine the light of awareness of your conscious mind, the shadow is no longer a shadow. The unconscious is no longer unconscious. And when it's no longer unconscious, you have power in that realm. You have power in that arena. And what happens is that the next time someone says that, you're like, yeah, you're right. Like, I had a part of me that was, holding me back because it thought that I wasn't good enough. There is the little girl inside of me. There is the little boy inside of me, the little me inside that believes that I wasn't good enough. And now I'm able to talk to that version of myself. I'm able to parent, right? I'm able to reparent myself. I'm able to parent myself. I'm able to do the self-parenting to my inner child. So there's more than one person inside of us, right? There's that little child, and then there's the us now, right? There's the past us, and there's the current us. We are an amalgamation of many selves within our one self, right? And without getting too fucking crazy about this, the point that I'm trying to make, and I hope that I'm making, I hope I'm resonating with you, is that when we are able to take responsibility for that trigger, like, doesn't matter who said it, doesn't matter what, that's their shit. Like, that, if they want to project shit onto us and make us feel bad and throw us under the bus, that's literally their problem. That's their problem. That's not your problem. You don't have to defend yourself on that. You can just choose to be like, okay, well, we're not friends anymore, or whatever. But take responsibility as well. Like, there's like two sides of this, right? There's not just like the side of the person attacking you with words, or they probably didn't even mean to. They're probably completely unconscious to what they said. Like, that is their own toxicity. But whatever comes at you, if you have toxicity inside, it's going to latch onto it. And if you don't have anything that can Velcro to it, it's not going to stick. It is literally like, triggers are like Velcro. Triggers are Velcro. If someone throws like a part of the Velcro at you and you don't have the other side, it's going to just it's going to fall off your back, roll off your back. It's not going to stick. You don't have the matching thorns. You don't have the matching wound. You don't have the matching trigger. It's just not going to attach. But if you do have the matching Velcro part, it's going to stick. And whenever that sticks, you know that it's a trigger. So whenever you feel very, very strong about something someone said, take responsibility before you go and defend yourself. Because there is that part too. But taking responsibility is such a big part in your own soul expansion, in your own healing journey. Whenever I talk to someone and I'm able to see how they handle someone criticizing them, someone saying something maybe like negative, like quote unquote bad about them, and if I see that person, the way they handle it, it really, really, really like shows where that person is on their healing journey. If someone's able to say, you know what, that is true, I don't feel good enough. Like, there is part of me that feels like I'm still not good enough. And I know that that's my inner child. And I'm able to talk to my inner child and say, you know what, that was not true. You are always good enough. You are always good enough. It's just, when you were a child, you weren't able to understand as many things as you understand now. And then you're able to have that conversation with your inner child and tell her or him, hey, you are good enough. Everything about you, you have the infinite potential of the universe within you. It's up to you to decide that. You can choose to go on with life thinking, I'm not good enough. But who do you help when you keep that in your back pocket? Who do you help? How can you help the world if you're so focused on keeping your identity as not being good enough? If you are so adamant about keeping the identity of I'm not good enough, you don't get to help any fucking one. You don't get to help yourself. You don't get to help anyone in the world. It does not serve anyone. Let me repeat. It does not serve you. It does not serve anyone in the world when you get to keep that identity. If you choose to keep the identity, I'm not good enough. If you choose to keep anything inside of you that is literally not helping you, when you shine light on it and you're aware of it and you're like, this is not helping me, this is not helping the world, but I'm going to keep it. You are like, that's a choice. That's on you. That's you taking responsibility. So I want you to decide, like, I want you to bring awareness. What part of my identity am I holding on to? Am I holding on to the belief that I'm someone who's not good enough? Or am I choosing to let that go because it's literally not serving me? It's not serving me. It's not serving anyone in the world. It's not serving my partner. It's not serving my friends, because my friends always have to fucking make me feel better about myself because I'm not going to do the work about making myself feel better about myself. If you're not taking care of yourself, like literally prioritizing your own self-healing, whose job is it to heal you? Are you making it someone else's job? I want you to think about that. Because if you're going to hold on to, oh, this person holds the power of my healing, that's literally what happens in a trigger, right? When someone triggers you and you want to defend yourself, you're saying, I can only feel better once this person has apologized. This is not the right answer. You can choose that. That's your choice. But is that really what you want to hold on to? Or do you want to choose a healing journey? Do you want to choose to rise above it? Do you want to choose to shine light on that shadow and say, fuck, it's true. I need to take responsibility. Sure, the other person is, I'm not saying the other person is right. I'm saying that you have a Velcro piece inside of you, right? They threw one side of the Velcro, you have one side of the Velcro inside of you. And until you shine light on the inner piece, on the inner Velcro, the trigger inside of you, until you heal that, until you shine light on that and say, that's true. I am responsible for this part inside of me. Let me heal that. Let me integrate that. Let me love that. Let me self-parent that part of myself. Until you do that work, everybody that comes in your life that you're like, they're going to throw stuff at you. You're never going to be able to hold your peace. You're always going to get triggered. And then when you walk around like a trigger machine, it's really difficult to live your dreams. It's really difficult to live your dharma. It's really difficult to step forward in life. And you're always going to be like barricaded up and always scared that people are going to offend you. This is what we call someone that's like has a chip on their shoulder. Like you can say, you can't even say anything around them. They're just like, oh, you're just like trying to hurt me. Do you guys see that this is an epidemic in the world, on the world of the internet? Like the politically correct people that are trying to make everybody say the right things at the right time. Like, sure, there is a place for that. And you guys know, like, this is where the rubber meets the road. Both sides have a point. But whenever you're able to take responsibility for the part inside of you that is triggered and shine light on that and love that and integrate that and just be like, you know what, there's some truth to this. Let me do some self-healing. Let me love this version of myself. Let me talk to my little girl inside and say, I love you. You are good enough. You are good enough. I love you. Thank you so much for taking me on this beautiful journey. Thank you so much. Like, whenever you're able to hold the little you inside and love that version of you, whew, let me tell you, everything changes. Everything changes. And then you're going to be able to see that you're not only able to hold yourself accountable, you're taking responsibility for your healing. So you're taking responsibility for your empowerment. And then you're able to hold so much more energy. And then when people come into your circle, you're able to hold them. Even if they come at you and they're like full of toxicity, full of toxic thoughts, full of toxic feelings, you're able to kind of hold them. You're able to be like, hey, it's okay. It's okay. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in living more on purpose and feeling like you're more enlivened with life, you got to be able to get super Jedi good about this. And like, let me tell you, you will always face triggers. I've been on this journey now for a long time and I still get triggered. It's just that my perspective now is more like, oh, let me be an investigator about this. Like, let's see where inside of me is that Velcro. It's like two pieces. There's two energies. There's one outside of you and there's one inside of you. And the people that are throwing these words at you that hurt you, it's not about them. They're just being a mirror to highlight the part of you that you have not yet integrated. And you should thank them. So just to go back to the beginning, your power lies in your ability to see triggers as gifts. Your power lies in your ability to see triggers as gifts. Whenever you're able to say thank you, you have highlighted this part of me that was not healed yet. Thank you so much for pinpointing this thing that I've been trying to heal. I did not even know where to look, but you have helped me do this. Thank you. Whenever you can say thank you for someone who has triggered you, you know that you have grown in your healing journey. I hope this was helpful. And I-